The best tea in the city on Kaya FM 95.9.
Hey, when a man is faithful but doesn't want to get married, is that a red flag? When a man says he wants a life partner, what does he mean? Not a wife. What does that even mean? Is he a commitment phobe or a realist?
Need somebody.
What I hear from you, please. When a man says he wants a life partner, what does it mean? Does it mean he's afraid of commitment or he's simply a realist? Because if you think about it, most men are okay with the concept of not getting married, but are more than happy to commit to having a life partner. However, most women, this concept doesn't make sense because many see marriage as the only form of commitment before God and family. You committed and gave me your life. And you said the two words, I do. But what is the difference between marriage and a life partner? As both concepts, while different, they serve the same purpose. In both a marriage and a life partnership, you get to live with your partner and build a life together. Yes. So ultimately, while marriage might seem like one thing that seals the deal when it comes to commitment, a partnership is also very much capable. And some even say marriage doesn't commit, doesn't justify, doesn't guarantee commitment. That's the word I was looking for. But life partnership can guarantee it because it's still free will. So he says to you, I'd rather have a life partner than a wife. I'll be faithful and loyal without the nuptials. Can a relationship last without legalizing it by getting married? What do you think? What do you say? What's your preference? That's this question all about. Do you still want to get married, basically? Is it still relevant for you? Hashtag loves you, but won't marry you. When he says, I love you, but I won't marry you.
Pato, Uncle T, your topic is, you're speaking to me. Mm. Now, as a female, I just turned 34 in January. And honestly speaking, I've always wanted a life companion. Marriage has never been something that I thought would be the be-all and end-all of everything. Mm-hmm. I've always preferred having a life companion because a piece of paper does not change how someone feels about you, honestly. I know it's cliche. People say that all the time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times when you think about it, a woman will want marriage because of the security that comes with it in terms of should one of you pass away, then legally you know you have the right to a lot of things. In terms of burial, having a say in all those sort of things. So when you're a life companion, it's sort of like you're kicked out by the family that has known you for over 50 years because you've been a life companion to this person for maybe 50 years. So I think maybe that's where the gray area is for a lot of women. Yep. But for now, personally, a life companion is the go-to for me. I even went through a situation where I thought I had one. Oh, we still are life companions. But yeah, we've hit a bit of a snag. Mm-hmm. But I think they are the way to go.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on the case for life partnership over marriage. 1, those who prefer life partnerships, they had bad experiences with marriage in the past. You know, relationships can be hard work. For some, the lack of success in long-term relationships can make committing to someone for life unappealing. So for those who have had trouble sustaining a steady relationship, legally binding themselves to another person can be daunting. And to some, they have witnessed a lot of failed relationships around them. Therefore, marriage is not their first choice. 2, could be for financial reasons. I mean, weddings are expensive. Don't even count lobola. And so is divorce. Hello? Some people simply cannot afford the great financial risk that is involved in getting married. There are also other instances where some don't even feel comfortable linking their finances to another individual, potentially due to credit, tax consideration, and other concerns. And if you've ever sat with a financial planner, you know the risk that you do together the minute you become one. The last teaspoon of the three teaspoons on the case for life partnership over marriage. Marriage does not legitimize your relationship. You know, previously, legal matrimony was seen as the only way to commit your life to another person. Some couples no longer see the need to have government's approval for their relationship because they feel marriage is an institution that often bears no legitimacy on the foundation between them and the love for their partner. What say you? Loves you, but won't marry you. Is that a deal breaker?
No. I want the love. That's what I want. So if he gives me all that love, then I'm happy. I'm happy. Marriage is not a deal breaker.
If what about that dream, that fairy tale you've been having about tam, tam, ta-dam?
Yeah, it has been crushed over the years. I realized that, yeah, that marriage does not bring what I want. It doesn't. It's not guaranteed. So if the love is going to be there without the marriage, I'm definitely taking the love. 100%.
Yeah. All right. JJ?
No, I want the marriage. It's terrible. I've been conditioned to think this is how life works in phases. So I want the marriage.
So for you, it has to be that way. It must take that form.
Yes. That's how it makes sense.
Yeah. Like religiously, beliefs wise, I've been conditioned to think that way. Until I start separating myself from that, maybe then I think it's...
How about I tell you this now that... Yeah. Marriage is really more to the benefit of the man than it is to you.
Benefit.
Yes. It benefits
more beneficial for the man.
Yeah, than
really?
To you. Yes.
Why?
How many times have you seen your dad standing up in the kitchen cooking, doing his own laundry?
I've seen a lot of couples do that regardless.
Yeah, but look at it in general speaking. I mean, look at the population.
No. Nah, man.
Mm-mm. No, reality has definitely...
Men, when they marry, they become happier. It has been proven by those people who study sociology, those guys, that men are happier when they are married. And unfortunately, it is almost the opposite with women.
But that's so ironic because then they are the ones that take time to be happier. Why?
And who pushes for marriage?
The women. Oh my word.
They want to suffer. Reality is not kicked in, Shem.
Soulful D says, hey, T, your topic comes as the Concord is busy discussing the benefits of life partnerships and they need to be recognized. Very interesting for everyone to watch, all right? Because they think Fat and Set is going to be legalized. And not only that, empower yourself with the knowledge of knowing what life partnership is about. There's a life partnership agreement that you can sign, by the way, to govern your relationship. Yes. Now, when a woman says she wants a life partner, what does that mean? Do you see what I did there? I flipped it. Yes. She says to you, I want a life partner. No. I don't want to get married. I love you. I'll be faithful. I'll be loyal. But I don't want to get married. You are my life partner. Let's have a monogamous relationship without legalities. And yes, it's easier for those who are returned soldiers who have been there, either divorced or lost someone via death, or some who just like, I don't want the burden of marriage. In fact, like I said earlier on, it has been proven time and again that marriage serves the man more than it does a woman. So when a man says he wants a life partner, the woman stands to benefit more. She doesn't have to cater to his needs like a wife would. And in today's terms, a life partnership doesn't necessarily have to mean a Fat and Set. They can have their own boudoirs or separate, accounts, houses, cars, you name it. However, but they are loyal and faithful to each other. Why not? Why don't you see that as a possibility?
There's only one reason why this conversation is heated.
Thank you.
It's because people, and I think men are more guilty of it, but I think women are just as guilty as well. People apply a cut and paste approach to their relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Will so-and-so suit me and where I am? I want to get married. I want a life partner. I want a house husband. I want a housewife.
as opposed to when you meet with a different soul that God has created as equally as important as you.
Mm-hmm.
It's asking each other, what do we want to be together? Do we want to be together for how long or how short? And what will suit the both of us?
What arrangement?
Yes. How can we navigate and compromise towards becoming the best union that we can be, giving the best versions of ourselves that we can be? No? Sometimes I do speak a lot of sense, you know.
I think it's easier for you to do that because you've done that and got the t-shirt.
No, because each person you come across with still has a dream for you and him and as a union. So,
and that union will be different.
Yes, and that union will be different depending on where you are in your life journey and all of that. But, however, having said that,
yes.
Oh, I'm going to Steadman my man. I mean, I don't need to be... You can introduce me to Matlos Wako. We don't have to like now.
Yes.
Owen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Still.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-00959.
Uncle T, I think, you know, when you need a life partner, Uncle T,
yes.
it's more of a more civilized kind of way of fat and set. Afrikaans and then in English, you know, life partner.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I don't know if you have noticed, Uncle T, even in for the insurance companies, before when you take an insurance like a life cover or funeral cover, they'll write, you know, husband and wife. These days they don't write that, Uncle T.
Mm-hmm.
They write life partner. It's you as the holder, policy holder, then life partner.
Tabo.
Pati.
Loves you but won't marry you. Is that you?
Not necessarily, Prati.
Tell me.
Okay, so we started off as we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna do this whole thing, have kids and whatnot, but we're gonna remain friends.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, once there was kids in the picture, sharp, fair enough, now we are married. But we're still just friends. We don't want to take it. We don't want anything too serious. So what?
Mm-hmm.
We're married, but we're friends before anything. There's no one size fits all. Next half, make it like you phone me today up until Gucha Usunatabu, and then I figured, no, man, this is it.
So, what?
We're just friends. Key life partner. All these other things come afterwards.
Okay, so I'm a bit confused, but clarify
yeah.
me. So, you're saying before you even exchange, before you give her your surname, the agreement is you are life partners before anything else?
Yes.
Okay, I hear you now.
Before anything else. So we got married in a way of honoring both families and
You can't honor them without getting married?
I mean, we could have. To be honest with you, could have, but they won't understand it.
Make them understand it.
Ah,
we're now umutwa today.
Exactly.
So make them see today. No?
Okay.
Sure, Prati.
Sure.
Well, I believe there is no safe investment. To love at all is to be vulnerable. Love anything and your heart will be certainly be wrong or possibly broken. If you want to make sure of keeping it intact, you must give your heart to no one, not even an animal. Just wrap it carefully, round it with possibly hobbies and little less like luxuries. I think what about trend? Then mostly avoid entanglement. So look it up and keep it safe.
You're running the issue. You're not going to the issue. The issue here is about loving. You're loving this person. You're giving them your heart. You just don't want other restrictions around it, like marriage, hence life partner. Even though even that will still have an agreement. But I think it's more free will. You choose to be with this person every day. Without any bondage. Simpiu.
Hi, how's it? Tell Rato.
Hi, Rato.
How's it?
I am good.
I am the life partner kind of girl.
Hi, Wen.
My issue, though, yes. is family.
Of course.
Very traditional family. And it was because I've never been married. But now I have this person in my life and we've both agreed, Hore, we like this life partner thing.
Mm.
So how I understand, and I'm loving it. Like, it's what I've always wanted. In fact, like,
why don't you make them understand it?
Strong.
How on Talusets? Give me one Talusets. King, how's the what's here?
Hey,
it's
King Brati. It's just. Or la how try, Uncle Talus. Oh, no, when I get Uncle Talusets, I understand that because you're a very liberal person. My.
Have they seen how happy you are?
Yes, they have.
Have they met him?
Yes, they have.
Who's the thing?
But by the way, the Azuin is in Fanel. Wait, the king, guys. I'm very happy because we've even agreed at the fact that we'll do everything that's done in marriage in terms of if we want to buy a house together and all of that. Let's do that. Why not? Why can't I do it as life partners? Because for me, not life partner is, it's no different to being married. The only thing is marriage has got a certificate and you change.
What happens when you die and there's no contract governing that house about the two of you?
No, we do. So we will have a will that will then say, this is what's going to happen. So it's not like we're just doing this free, you know, like willy-nilly. There is going to be a will that will state, okay, and now we you know, have assets involved.
Mm.
We will then have a will that will say, okay, this is what's going to happen. Because I've got my son and he's got his son. So
why don't you stay in separate houses?
Yeah, we can.
Why? Because the minute you stay together, simple.
No, I can say if we then decide who we're going to buy, and buying property doesn't necessarily mean we're going to live in that property together.
We could decide who we want to buy
a holiday home together. I understand.
So in terms of
those kind of things.
Yes. In terms of assets. Okay. I get you. Hey!
I planned this thing now. Mwanyana.
It's hard to come over handling balate. It's your life. Keep under us.
Okay, all right, okay. I've taken your energy and
I can move on.
How do you feel like
you're a hooker? Prati, we are the HD thing, we legalize our sale. So, I do this. So, it's going to be a bumper, going to be a buyer, it's sharp. It's going to be a legalize. We are in a commitment, Prati. Number one.
Loves you, but won't marry you.
Hi, Tata Mokwele, Kishadi. I agree with Kinele. I want love more than marriage, and that's one of the reasons why I'm still not married today. Kinele, men want marriage, and it's easy to get marriage, to get a man to marry you, but it's not easy to find love.
The best tea in the city every Monday to Thursday from 9 to 12 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.